B-Pod Studios.
Pitchers are throwing on the side and to their new catchers. And the man is down there already covering spring training, NBC Sports Philadelphia's own. I saw the first day he was down there and it was raining. I felt real sorry for him. He had the rain gear on. John Clark joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Johnny, what happened? First day wasn't exactly sunshine?
Yeah, but it came out today. Mid-70s today, so it's all good, man.
Very nice. All right, so tell us what's going on down there with the pitchers. I know Arrieta had a little surprise meniscus surgery, and that may hold him back a little bit. He says no, but what's the mood down there with the pitchers and catchers?
Well, I think the Phillies think that they've almost accomplished everything they wanted to accomplish this offseason. I think maybe they'd want to add another starting pitcher and, of course, the big free agent. But you got to like the improvements they've made in the lineup and the bullpen. And one thing they've done is they've added guys with playoff experience. This team last year that fizzled out after August didn't really have any playoff experience on their roster. And they add Robertson. They add McCutchen. So you've got some guys now that have that experience that can help them through this. But, of course, with all these moves that are made, we're all just, you know, we keep asking people, and there's so many players on the Phillies who are represented by Scott Boras, and we keep asking, you know, are you hearing anything? Because the elephant or the elephants in the room are still there.
Yes, and the elephants, of course, Machado and Bryce Harper. What kind of vibe are you getting? Now, the general manager is speaking the right things. He's saying it's, you know, even we still had a good offseason, and it's not a total failure if we don't get those guys. But frankly, it is going to be that because people are teased now.
Yeah, and I think, look, they were looking forward to this offseason having the flexibility with a lot of money available to go out and get one of these guys. And I agree with you. I think they got to get one of these guys or I'm going to be let down. And I think fans will be let down. And, you know, from talking to different people, not only with the Phillies and also baseball people who are down here, they think this could go on for weeks and it could stretch into March, kind of like Jake Arrieta did last year. And I think there's a little something going on between these two agents, too, Scott Boras and Dan Lozano. Remember, Scott Boras had Manny Machado as a client, and Dan Lozano was able to kind of take him away from Scott Boras. So neither of these guys want to flinch. I think it's a little personal with these guys where, you know, they want to get the biggest deal, and they want the other guy to blink first and sign somewhere so that they can get their guy a bigger offer because there's a lot of ego involved here with these agents getting the best deal on the market.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably going on. But let me ask you the question of questions. Are the Phillies putting themselves in a danger zone here by playing this game? Are they in danger of because they're holding back so much, they're in danger of not getting any of these guys?
Yeah, I think they're in a little bit of a danger, but here's the thing. I mean, you know, they're going to give the best offer on the market to both these guys. And I think that's just been the way the whole time they've said, you know what? Okay. You're doing all this stuff. You want to meet with more teams. You don't like the offers you have so far. Okay. You know, we're going to be here and we're going to give you the best offer. Now, maybe Manny Machado will take less money to play in New York with the Yankees. Bryce Harper, you know, the Giants apparently aren't going to offer anything more than a 3-4-5 year deal. And if the Phillies are going 7 or 8 years and his camp says he's only going to sign a long-term deal and California state taxes are ridiculous, Mike, the Phillies are going to put the best offer on the table for both these guys. So if one of them doesn't come here, it's going to be extremely disappointing because that means they didn't want to come here for one reason or another.
Talk to me about Aaron Nola and why he decided to take that deal instead of going to the arbitration, getting the 1 year. And, you know, because they really signed him to a team-friendly deal, the way I look at it. Does he look at it that way?
You know what? I totally agree with you. And I asked him that today. And he said it's the right time for a deal with the Phillies. And he said, I don't go out there and play just for the money. I play to win and I play for my teammates. And look, I think Aaron Nola is a really simple guy. People around the Phillies will tell you he likes to pitch and win and then go fish. And he's not a guy who looks for the spotlight. You see him walking around the complex. He doesn't walk around like an ace. He doesn't walk around like he's somebody special. He almost like lowers his head a little bit when the cameras are around. So I think this guy, he's got an incredible work ethic. And today he told a story about how the inner drive comes from him wanting to be his brother. And his brother wouldn't let him play baseball with him and his friends when he was younger. And he wants to be better than his brother. He has done that. But I think he's happy and content with the Phillies, and they drafted him. And the other thing is, you know, he's had an elbow issue before. And at some point, that elbow could go. And you might need Tommy John surgery at some point. So I think he said, you know what? I'm happy with $45 million over the next 4 years. Maybe could have gotten more if he waited a year or two. But I don't think he's after every penny like some guys are. I think he's content and happy where he is.
Yeah, I don't know how his agent feels about that, but I get you. Now, the position guys. How many position guys are down there working out? How many guys are taking BP? Is everybody there right now?
Mike, I've seen everybody except for Gene Segura and Cesar Hernandez, but everybody else is here. And I think the one thing you're going to see with this lineup is, number one, guys making a lot more contact. And look, JT Realmuto, Mike, this guy's a stud. He was a shortstop and a quarterback in high school, so he's got the athleticism of a position player, not a catcher. And he's the fastest catcher in baseball. And the other thing that I looked up, this guy is going to love Citizens Bank Park, because down in Miami at that awful Marlins park, it's so hard to hit in that park. 63 of his home runs in his career have been on the road. He's hitting .309 in his career on the road. And I called Elias Sports Bureau for this stat. I don't mean to bore you with a stat, but this is unbelievable to me, because I looked at how his slugging percentage is over 100 points higher on the road in better ballparks. And he has the highest disparity in baseball since he's come into baseball, the five seasons he's been in here, of road slugging percentage compared to home slugging percentage. So this guy could pop 30 homers and hit .300 and find those gaps in Citizens Bank Park. He could hit two. He could hit 2, 3, 4, or 5, Mike.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's going to be in the two hole. And if they get Harper, there's a lot of bombs in that lineup. So I love it. Now let me talk to you about Gabe. Does he seem any different than learning his first year in the job, conducting himself any differently?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not going to say he put on an act the first year, but it seemed like a lot of his answers were rehearsed, and he came in with kind of an act, and he was trying to be somebody that I guess he felt everybody wanted, but I think Philadelphia just wants a little more real out of Gabe. And, you know, from talking to the players, he is extremely communicative with all the guys. You know, he'll talk to all the guys about, okay, situations, why he's using them in situations in the bullpen. He went up to Michael Franco and had, you know, long heart-to-heart with him about Scott Kingery competing with him for the third base job. But no matter what happens here, I know some players were not happy with some of his moves last year, but I think he is going to be improved in his second year. But the bottom line is if he doesn't get this team to a wild card spot or a playoff spot, then it might be tough for him to keep his job. And look, he's in here to carry out the analytical beliefs of the front office, and baseball's going analytics. And I think it surprised a lot of people in Philadelphia, some of the moves he made, but these kind of moves are being made around baseball.
They are, but so, if he gets Harper or Machado, that lineup's going to be a lot more set than he made it last year. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things. I think last year you're trying to find guys to win jobs and guys to kind of take over at some point. And I do agree. I think this year roles will be a little bit more defined. But I think it's going to be more real with the people of Philadelphia. And, you know, that'll be an improvement.
All right. How long are you going to be there?
I will be here until Monday.
All right. Let me ask you this question. If they sign either Machado or Harper in the time that you're down there, does Johnny Airport get to Philadelphia International and leave Clearwater just so he can be the first to greet Bryce or Manny?
All right, well, does he fly down here? Does he go straight here? That's a good question.
He might go straight down there, and you could be already. Yeah. You could be staking out the Tampa airport.
Yeah, or the little puddle jumpers at Clearwater.
Or the Clearwater airport he comes in.
Who knows?
But suppose he does fly into Philly, he has to get a physical first, whatever. Are you there?
I will meet you there. I will meet you there.
All right. They're going to have to substitute. NBC Sports Philly's going to have to send somebody down there. All right, man. Listen, make it happen, bro. All right?
You got it. I mean, it's got to happen, Mike. They got to get one of these guys.
I agree. Have a good time, bro. We'll be down there. You won't be there.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, talk to you. There he is, John Clark. Yep, down the airport. They sign him tomorrow. He's on the first flight to Philly. Try to catch him.
He'll catch him.
He's got to be ahead of the game here. He's got to anticipate. Because it may take him too long to get to Philly, and he'll miss.
My guess is that since he's down there, he knows it's not happening this week. He come back Monday.
I don't think anybody knows.
I don't think it's happening.
It could happen tomorrow.
I don't know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.